On the streets of Limbe, a city in Cameroon's southwest province, it's not just fans who are taking pictures. It's a matter of days until Africa's most prominent soccer championship, the Africa Cup of Nations, and security is tight. Six cities are hosting AFCON matches, but Limbe and nearby Buea are in the spotlight because separatist fighters have warned the games should not be played there.
My fear and the fear of many Limbe denizens is that the recent phenomenon of bomb blasts, which has been happening in other parts of Fako Division, like in Buea, can be a common phenomenon during this AFCON period.
Conflict broke out in Cameroon in 2016 between English-speaking separatists and the French-speaking government. The armed groups accuse the government of discriminating against them and want to form a breakaway state called Ambazonia. The fighting's killed at least 3,000 people and forced about a million from their homes. Some rights groups say any violence could threaten teams and spectators, and the competition should be called off. Cameroon hosted the African Nations Championships in January and February 2021. The governing body of African football and Cameroon's government are promising a safe tournament.
I can't reveal the measures that are being put in place, but you should know that just as the African Nations Championship took place under very good conditions, AFCON will also take place under very good conditions. There's nothing to worry about.
Cameroon won the right to host the finals when its team beat Egypt in 2017, ending a 15-year drought. It's already been pushed back twice, once because of concerns about Cameroon's preparations and then by the pandemic. Some hope it will provide a much-needed financial boost.
We do believe it will boom our business because so many customers will come from different areas, different towns, different countries. We'll meet so many other people that will meet new friends, make new friends.
Others, though, say they won't be able to focus on the games, while some in Cameroon live in fear for their lives. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.